Remember 9/11?
I don't think there's an American alive that watched that and went, oh, yeah, that's a great product.
Right.
Boy, thank God someone's exploiting this and putting out a piece of shit coin that's a silver-plated. If you took the silver content off of that, you couldn't fill a mouse tooth with it. And they're making it sound like it's real silver.
And emblazoned on the front are the towers that we lost on September 11th. On the backside is the new Freedom Tower rising like a phoenix in its place. And the money coming out of your pocket and going into our accounts as we exploit this.
Yeah. That company, I actually called them when I saw that commercial. I've never done that before, and left a vile, awful message on the machine.
I'm sure they're just laughing at it.
Well, who would,
like they care? Ooh, we better stop selling this.
Yeah, if they think,
so this man sounds a little aggravated with us.
Who approved this, and who's getting the money?
Whatever the company's name was, they list it.
It's a company, I believe, in Wyoming, and they got these coins printed on some South Pacific island.
But I saw one commercial that they're claiming some of this metal came from the actual site.
Right. They're saying that the silver was in a vault that was in the tower, and they dug it out, got the silver, melted it down, and made these coins.
It's probably technically true, like when Kiss did the comic book in 77, their blood went into the ink. They probably, like, you take a little bit,
are
you melt
you
it in.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, they poured vials of their blood into the ink.
That's true.
So technically it was in there.
Kiss is so cool.
This is also the same company, by the way, that came out with the Andrea Yates commemorative bathtub rubber duckies.
Jesus.
Dude, the New York Times reporter's right next to you.
I'm sorry.
We're trying to look clever here. This is our clever book.
That was a great reference. No one talks about
brilliant.
Andrea Yates.
Trust me, it was brilliant. Yeah, Spitzer's on the case, and this guy's usually an ass, but...
Elliot Spitzer, he's looking out for you.
He really is this time around.
Shame, shame, shame on you.
It is a shameless attempt to profit from a national tragedy, obviously. So.
Yeah. So they have these things printed up on some South Pacific island, and the commercial is so misleading. But if you have half a brain, you can kind of figure it out for yourself. They were saying legal tender. And it says, in God we trust, and $1 on it. But it's not a legal dollar. So saying legal tender isn't legal. It's printed on some South Pacific island, so it says sanctioned by... the government. They don't say
the
government. So they don't say what government, making it sound like it's sanctioned by the United States, which it's not. They say 100 mil of pure silver. It's like a 100th of a millimeter of silver plated over brass or bronze, not even brass. So you're getting nothing for $39. A $1 coin for $39.
I'm sure most of the people watching the commercials are assuming this is going for a good cause.
Yeah.
You know?
It's going for their cause.
It's just going
money in their pockets.
It's going
to this
for
company.
A good cause? They don't. Right?
I think no, it's not even advertised that it's going for a good cause. But I think the feel of the commercial, it almost
makes you think they're going to be giving this away. I get to do my part. I'm doing a good thing.
It is. They say something like, do your part as an American and buy these, you know.
It just feels dirty, though. How dumb are people?
Pretty dumb.
To not know that they're not going to make a coin with towers and a freedom tower. It's just, how stupid.
People are stupid.
Dude, I got in a huge fight down at Ground Zero. I actually tipped over one of those card tables because...
wow, the destruction you wrought down there.
Oh, I heard you kicked a chair once, too.
A table in the temple.
How'd they clean that up down there? I tipped over a table.
Jesus. And the police got involved and stuff, but they saw what I was doing, and they let me be. I got so pissed off. I skated down to Ground Zero, and I'm checking out the scene, right? And they were still... I don't know if they're still doing it. I haven't been down there in a while, but they were still selling the pictures of the towers on fire.
Oh, there were some ragheads and stuff selling these. I mean, if you're... What a suicidal piece of shit. These guys were selling pictures of the towers on fire.
Completely on fire.
Big 8x10 photos here in the city on fire. You know, oh, would you like to buy... What? How are you alive?
And
you look at this guy, like, how is he still alive?
And I had a moment. I got in a fight with the guy, and he didn't even speak English, but he's kind of getting in my face, like, you know.
Go figure that in New York City.
It's like, he's pretty much like, tough shit, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
That's the feeling I got by how he was, like, reacted to it. It was those cheap little card tables. He had all his displays. I just went for it. Knocked the whole thing off.
Tipped it over?
Wow.
Not just tipped it over. I just completely just destroyed the display.
I'm just picturing you all pissed off.
get into a fight, slam the table, and then you skate away on your little
slow motion like a video.
Tipping the table over.
Like how do you Jake angrily Romano? On skates?
I didn't skate away.
How do you leave angrily on skates? You're right. How do you leave? Yeah.
I showed him, right?
I showed him. It's like hopping on a pogo stick and pogoing away. Yeah, asshole.
Who did this to you? That guy, pirouetting over there.
Don't make me come back here. Boing, 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 boing. Cling, cling with the bell. Cling, 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 cling. Yeah, I'm coming back for you. Out of my way.
Wow.
I figured I'd share.
Tuck-eye!
I did my part.
Oh, God. Showed him as he rollerblades away.
Off. You're lucky I'm wearing woman's footwear.
Puts both arms behind his back, leans forward, and skates away. Whoosh, whoosh. Speed skating fashion.
I showed him.
Oh, boy.
Boy, did I show him. We got more info on the coins. Tad from San Francisco. Hey, Tad.
Hey, I actually did some research on the internet when I first saw these commercials. As you can tell, I stay up pretty late listening to the show and stuff like that. So I'm always watching TV, and they started these commercials right about the anniversary of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was like the 12th or something. I saw that, and I just flipped out. But I did some research on it. They're minted by the North Marianas Islands, which is actually part of the United States. It's a commonwealth that we're in charge of.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm sure it's just like, you know, Nebraska. Yeah.
I'm sent help in Iraq. There's four of them.
The Coalition of the Willing?
Yeah.
The U.S. Mint put out a thing that said...
Easter Island sent like five heads to Iraq. As a coalition of the willing. Five of those big Easter Island heads, so they're part of the coalition, which is nice. Yes, right. Sorry, sir.
Yes, go
Canary
ahead.
Island sent three canaries. They just talk all day.
Go ahead. Come on, Tad.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Go.
Sorry I keep interrupting Tad, but I would like to throw some entertainment on this program. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Tad, make your point.
Well, the thing is that they're now saying they actually stole this. They keep saying it's recovered silver.
Yeah.
But it was stolen from some bank vault. I guess they sent people in there in the middle of the night or something to sneak in and steal this silver that actually belongs to some bank here in there in New York.
This numismatic humor.
You know what? I don't even think the silver came from Ground Zero. How do they prove that, you know?
I know. How do you prove that one? You don't.
It's just like when we all got a piece of the Berlin Wall when that came down.
How
do we know that? I have a piece at home. How do I know that my little piece was actually
Yeah, I got a piece of the Berlin Wall. It's a piece of chipped cement off the divider on the FDR.
That's what it is.
Hey, look at that. Freedom. Great.
But it gives you that little paper to prove that it came from the Berlin Wall.
And it's got
to
be true.
Authenticity.
Authenticity. Thank you, Jim.
Certificate of authenticity. That's what they give, too, is a certificate of authenticity. For what? That it's a coin?
Yeah.
That it's round? That it weighs something and you can roll it?
That the metal came from Ground Zero or close to Ground Zero?
No, they're not fessing up.
Well, if it was stolen, I'm sure Fat Liz Taylor has a few copies. God almighty, this greedy bitch.
She owns a painting that supposedly is an old Nazi booty. Stolen from where? From the Jews? Were they stealing from anyone else? From the French? The French just gave it to him.
Yeah.
No, it's supposed to be somebody saying, hey, that's my painting. It's my family's painting. It was stolen. And Liz Taylor just ain't fessing up.
No.
She wants it.
She just rolls it up and puts it under that awful wig and walks around.
You are a disgusting fat body, Liz Taylor.
All right.
Give me my painting.